For the whole week and only one customer.
Now that we call that having a cafeteria, what with Jazz and all her allergies and stuff, isn't she lactose intolerant?
What's the matter, Phil? Don't you want to play catch?
Playing catch for 100 billion times just ain't that much fun no more.
Hey, you guys. Let's play with our spin and speak.
Horse says boo, the horse says nay, the sheep says baa, the duck says quack. I know how it all turns out.
Well, we already played with Tuggy the Tugboat.
I put the shape in the hole thingy. If only we had new shapes.
Or new holes.
I don't understand. Stu even invented a special energy-saving battery-operated automatic coffee scooper. I even made up fun names for the drinks to bring in the customers. Here, Betty, one triple Kappa Dappuccino.
Set her down, Chazzy.
Oh, don't worry, Koibito. Business will pick up.
Oh, on the bright side, you got lots of time to practice.
Whoa.
Oh, this is no fun. No fun at all.
Even my daddy is not having a no fun.
I've got it! Feng Shui!
Gesundheit.
Oh, no, Chaz. Feng Shui is the ancient Chinese art of arranging furniture to create a positive environment in tune with the Earth's natural energy.
I got enough natural energy right here.
Oh. I really think it can make a difference.
Well, at this point, I guess I'm willing to try anything, even a feng shui guy.
Did you hear that? We're getting a feng shui guy!
Yay! What's a feng shui guy?
Well, maybe it's someone who helped you have fun.
Maybe he's gonna play choo-choo train with us.
Stuffed animal friends.
Or maybe you'll take us on a big spaceship so we can eat flying alien space bugs and drink juice with the moon babies and... It could happen.
Let me get this straight. You're paying a guy actual U.S. currency to tell you to move stuff from here to there?
I'm with you, Stewie. It's Hoey.
Oh, don't listen to them, Kira. I think it's a wonderful idea.
What do you think the fun way guy's gonna look like?
He probably got a great big smiley face and smiley shirt and smiley pants.
Maybe he's all covered in mud.
Well, one thing I know, at least the fun way guy's not gonna look scary. Wrong again.
I am Feng Shui Master Fong. Follow me. We will feel the energy of the room.
Oh, brother.
Now still.
I'm not sure, guys, but are we having fun yet?
I don't think so, Chucky, but maybe the fun stuff's in his suitcase.
Or in his pockets.
Or under his hat.
Or under his hat. Or is a good idea?
Master Fong, may I offer you some coffee?
I have never had coffee. I fear it will put too much yang in my yin.
But you haven't lived till you've tried one of Chaz's famous Mocha Yoga Dokios.
I will take a small taste for purposes of understanding energy of coffee house. I take only one sip. Okay. I take one more. Good feng shui. Bad feng shui.
How can something be a bad fun way?
Yeah, I thought fun had to be fun to be fun.
Well, maybe it's like when Angelica's having a good time, we're usually having a bad time.
Fun stuff starting now.
Good energy. Perfect.
Well, it does make the room look bigger.
I meant my hat. Now watch as the room begins to breathe life.
Good Funway guy putting all the toys into strange places.
It's like he's hiding them or something.
That's it, guys. It's a game. We're supposed to find the toys. Like hide and seek, only it's hide and take.
Yay, let's play hide and take.
Yeah!
We're supposed to reach in there and get them? Guys?
I take it back. I love this spin and speak. Let's play that. Oink, oink.
Let's close our eyes so we don't know where he's putting all his stuff.
Good idea!
Now, to the back.
Okay, guys, let's play!
Yeah!
How about the shapes of the whole thingy?
Second, Moka Yoka Dokyo, good feng shui. This room, bad feng shui. All must be moved. You and you, coffee bags to Serenity Corner, over there. Fire coming, to Korea Corner.
Master Fogg, would you like another Moka Yoka Dokyo?
No!
What's the matter, Chucky?
Well, it could be the scariest birdie I ever saw. It looks like it's about to eat me.
I've never seen anything so pitiful in my whole life.
Pitiful? Did you say it's big?
I think she means the nakedest, Chucky.
Hey, I bet if we get the Neculus, we'll win the game for sure and get to keep all the treasures.
You're making this up as you go along, aren't you, Tommy?
Someone tall could get it.
No, not me.
Come on, Chucky, you can do it.
You will see the results very soon. Oh, yeah!
Amateurs.
Well, guys, was this a great game or was this a great game?
Wait a minute, Tommy. One question at a time.
Isn't that beautiful, Theo?
Got any ideas how this game ends?
I guess it's our turn to hide them.
Well, you can't say you didn't give it the old cap-a-dap-a try.
Interesting looking place.
Looks like a new coffee shop.
Oh, thanks, Master Fogg. Gosh, Kira, the feng shui really worked.
But how?
They don't call Master Fong an expert for nothing, Stu.
Time to stop gabbing and start brewing.
I'm not sure we picked the bestest way to hide this stuff, you guys.
Well, Chucky, it may not be the bestest way, but it sure is the funnest way. Yeah!
Boatloads of fun. This place is cheesier than Wisconsin, Dean.
Well, according to the Lipschitz Leisure Guide, kids love it.
Any water themes here?
Look! We get to ride a giant booty!
I'm not sure I want to. Once my daddy froed up on a boat.
Anything that makes you froe up has to be good.
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll be having too much fun to get sick.
All right, kids. Let's get this adventure of a lifetime started.
Yeah, they have the world's only trained sharks performing in the live extravaganza Shark Fever. Well, that's a must-see.
It might be too intense for the kids.
Oh, we'll just drop the pups off at the Great Barricade Reef kiddie play area here.
Well, all right, but we're coming right back.
Did you know you're at the bottom of the ocean food chain, Penelope Plankton?
That's right, Harry Halibut, and you have both eyes on one side of your head.
These guys is no dummy bears.
Who wants to go explore the boat?
That's me!
Well, I kind of like to hear what the halibut has to say.
Oh, we're going to see lots more talking animal shows, Chucky. We're babies. That's all they take us to. But how many more boats is we going to be on?
Yeah, let's go!
Fishes are supposed to be underwater, and boats are supposed to be on top of the water. So that must mean...
The boat's sinking!
Gee!
And the worstest part is, nobody's even doing nothing. They're just staring at the fishies. You guys, if the boat sinks, then we're gonna have to live underwater.
Yeah!
Never have to take a bath again,
and it will never ever rain. Maybe we'll all turn into fishies.
I don't want to be a fish. I got it all water wrinkly.
Guys, I can't live underwater. Oh, what about Spike and my grandmas and grandpas?
We got to stop the boat from sinking so we could get back home. Follow me.
Now we're really a couple of finsters.
Love sea disasters.
Includes a 1/100th scale model of the Titanic.
Ooh.
Look, the captain! He'll stop the birdie boat from sinking.
I don't know how. He's not even steering now.
All right, you guys. I guess we got to be the captain now. Full beam ahead.
He knows how to steer up.
You babies aren't supposed to be here.
Look out, giant icky puss.
What are we going to do?
Run!
Forget your troubles with ocean bubbles.
off bubbles, the boat will float up too.
Is still in the window.
Everybody grab a tinty bottle and we'll tangle him up.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Bring in the sharks!
Thank you. I'm Marky Shark. Hey, nice pants. And now it is my extreme pleasure to introduce you to the terrifying world of Shark Fever.
Wait a second. The jerky movements, the smoke, the faint smell of burning rubber bands. If anybody knows bad inventions, it's me. Those sharks are robotic.
You guys, you know what this makes me think?
That the floor is going potty?
That the boat's leaking! That must be what's making it sink!
Let's check it up!
Come on, guys. We got to find stuff to stuff in.
All right, all the holes is plugged.
I think we did it, guys. Everything's gonna be okay.
Eating animal show would be more exciting.
Incredible!
promise me the boat's floating back up.
Yeah. There you are.
We have a code red. Shut down the main valve. Shut down the main valve.
Look! The babies! Oh, my sweet boys. I hope all this chaos didn't upset you.
Where's Stu now? Riding a whale?
I'm sure he's getting our money back and giving them a piece of his mind.
I don't know how you do it 4 shows a day, but I know I want season passes.
We did it, guys! The boat's all unsung!
Yay!
Well, I was never worried. Well, just in the beginning, and kind of in the middle, and maybe a little bit at the end.
It's a good thing we was here today, you guys, or some real bad stuff might have happened.
With 3 big movies back to back, next movie Monday afternoon gets huge. Chop Zone, Big Blow Up.
Oh, are we going to movie?
Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Big chicken.
And Danny Phantom, Rainstorm.
What do you say? Ditch the snappy patter and get right to the part where I kick your butt.
Movie Monday afternoon, today, starting at 12 on Nick.
Class teacher.